That's just about as close to the Georgia, Tennessee line.
You're right at it. Yeah, you're right up there in that corner.
We go to Knoxville.
And it's right on Little River, you know. Little River's up there, and they never sink large. Two women who taught school here bought that never sink large up there. And they quit teaching school and ran it for a number of years. And about 5 years ago, they sold it. They had a chance to sell it. A young man was retiring from the Navy, and his wife had grown up. The reason he knew Anna Lee was real down here at Thomasville, Alabama. And his wife had gone to school with Anna Lee's sister. Catherine Windham, do you know the
guy? She wrote several books on ghost stories.
Jeffrey and the 13 Ghosts, and she's written a number of books. She is a magnificent speaker.
She is
at Selma. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she knows like amazing.
She and Lou live in Thomasville now. They have a home down there. Well, they sold that Nipissing Lodge to that couple. He was retiring from the Navy and was looking for a place to live, and so they bought it. His wife plays the piano like nobody's business. We stayed there one night. Annabelle and I spent the night there. She had heard me talk about Nipissing Lodge all these years, and she never had seen it. And we were driving back to Decatur from Charlotte. I went up there for one of my niece's wedding. And we were driving back, and I called and asked them if we could spend the night with them. Now, they don't take transients, but they happened to have a room. But we couldn't stay for one night. They were going to be full the next night. And they had a bunch of people from all around who had been on a trip together, and they were having their reunion that week. At Nipissing Lodge. It was the third time they'd had their reunion. I don't know how many years they'd been since they made the trip. But when they got back, they said that we want to get together once a year. And they had those reunions at Nipissing Lodge. This was the third one. West Monroe, Louisiana.
Is it near New Orleans?
It's up farther north. And they have a son who lives in Brazil. I think it's Brazil. But anyway, she's written me about him, and I talked to her on the phone. This cousin of hers was a good friend of mine, and she died recently over here at Dunrest Home. She's the one. I found out how much it cost over there. It cost you $1,000 a month to stay over there in that place. Okay, you got $12,000 a year you got to put up. Well, luckily, Ruth wasn't over there but about 4 months.
That's really...
But 8.5 years.
A year's salary, that's just unbelievable.
I never made $12,000 a year.
That's right. In fact, when I start off, if I make $12,000 a year, I'll be fortunate. That'd be...
Okay, you can come to Selma. You can come to Selma and probably get it teaching school here in Selma if they have a vacancy.
Probably.
Because if people with bachelor's degrees can get $10,000, you know they pay more for a doctorate.
You know, most high schools don't hire people with doctors because of the expense.
Yeah, I know, but if you would work for what they pay you, they'd hire you. I mean, if you get low on jobs where you can find a job, it just would, because it would be too bad to go to the trouble and expense of getting a doctorate and have to teach for what a person with a bachelor's degree could teach for. But just the same, be better than not having a job. Do you expect to branch out from your teaching?
Do research and so forth too. You know, would like to write. In fact, I've just written a high school textbook on language.
I hope it's better than the textbooks they've been having on math for high school.
Well,
I hope it's not one of these new jobs.
No,
these new math, these books that have come out, written by college professors.